Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get back into the Browns, and we bring in super friend of the show from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Her name is Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hanging in.
All right, so to you too.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, where are you on Baker Mayfield right now? And I, my first question is, do you think he should have played on Sunday?
You know what? I did think that he should have played on Sunday, because my feeling on it is, if your starting quarterback gets medical clearance from the doctors and he is ready to go physically, then I think he should play. You're not ready yet, I don't think, to get into benching your starting quarterback. I mean, you have to be ready to do that. If you did that and just said, hey, you know, he's not going to play, then what do you do for this week? Then you have to come back and make a decision this week against the Baltimore Ravens. I think the only reason why you sit him down right now is if he is absolutely unable to play from a physical standpoint. Other than that, you ride it out with your starting quarterback.
I agree with you. Does Kevin need to save Baker from himself on this? We just heard J.C. Treader say, you know, we appreciate that he's gutting it out for us and blah, 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 blah. I guess, Mary Kay, has it reached the point where Kevin needs to make that decision? Does he give us a better chance to win than Case Keenum?
You know what? Let me say this. Can we just break these injuries down a little bit?
Yeah.
First of all, the left shoulder has gotten better. The left shoulder, the fracture is not that much of an issue anymore in terms of the fractured part of it. The torn labrum, that's not going to heal, and he's probably going to have that surgically repaired in the offseason. But in terms of the left shoulder, that's gotten better. The foot, you know, the bruised heel on the left foot, yes, it probably does curtail his mobility some, but it's not something that's going to keep him out of a football game, nor is the knee bruise. So even though he's not going to go out and run a 4.4 in the 40 right now, I still think that he is healthy enough to play. And in some respects, we may actually be overstating some of the physical stuff a little bit. I mean, sometimes it's talked about like he's trying to throw with the shoulder injury. Well, to a degree, yes, but it's the non-throwing shoulder. So I think he's like a lot of quarterbacks right now that are beat up and playing through some things. And, you know, I've actually seen worse, and you guys have probably seen worse too. So I don't think that's the whole thing. I think that there are larger issues and more complicated issues going on than just Baker Mayfield being a little banged up.
So what do you think they are, though? Give me, like, one of the issues. Like,
There have been a ton of injuries. You know, I think it really hurts not to have Kareem Hunt. I think the Odell Beckham Jr. saga was huge. I mean, you don't have your, you know, he was supposed to be basically your number one receiver. Then your other deep threat, your speed guy, Anthony Schwartz, really has not been ready for the big moments this season the way they hoped he would be, because he missed most of camp. You've been without Jack Conklin. I think injuries around Baker have been as significant as his own injuries. And then because of all of that, I think that the coaching staff probably is calling the game a little differently than they normally would. There's so much heavy emphasis on the run. I think Baker probably feels like he's not having an opportunity to be who he really is and what he does best. I think defenses are taking away the keeper game, and by that I mean the rollouts and the bootlegs. I think that's been a factor. So I think you put it all into the hopper, and it's been difficult. But having said all that, they're going up against the 31st-ranked pass defense over the next two games is the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are really, really struggling in that regard. It's an opportunity for Baker and this passing game to get back on track.
Mary Kay, I was bored last night. I looked this up. There have been 99 100-yard receiving games by wide receivers in the NFL this year. The Browns have one, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Do they have the wide receiving talent to take advantage of a defense like Baltimore's?
Well, if you've got Donovan Peoples-Jones back, yes. If you've got Anthony Schwartz back, that will help. And then Jarvis, week by week, gets a little bit better with his sprained knee because he's kind of been battling. And if you have Kareem Hunt back in this game, he can be a huge part of the passing game. You should be able to hit explosive plays in this football game. Yes, it has been a challenging season for receivers all the way around, I think in part because Baker hasn't been as accurate as he has been in the past for whatever reason. But they still do have the horses to do it. They definitely do. And if Baker can kind of be on his game on Sunday night, this is the time where you want to get that thing cranked up.
Let me follow that up, Andy, real quick. Do you think, Mary Kay, the wide receiving issue has more than anything been Baker, or has it been the scheming of the offense?
It's probably been a combination of both.
Okay.
They may be calling the game for Baker a little differently than they normally would because of some things going on with him and around him. And then it's also he hasn't been accurate when he has had the opportunity. What was that pass to Jarvis Landry that got picked off on that first play that was wildly over his head? You know, that's not what we're used to seeing from Baker. He couldn't make the ball go where he wanted it to go, and he's frustrated by that. And he said that yesterday. So I don't know. Once again, is it his plant foot? Is it is it the harness bugging him? Is it the fact that defenses are playing him differently and he's not as effective when he's stationary as he is when he's out on the run? I think it's a combination of a lot of things. And here's the problem this year is that they didn't have the early bye week to kind of put their heads together and sort of dig into it and figure it all out. And, you know, they have to wait until week 13 to do that. That's pretty darn late. And I think that needs to happen. I think that they need to really just kind of have some heart-to-heart talks and fix this thing in any way that they can.
I thought it was interesting when you brought that up at the press conference yesterday. I was like, America is really right on that because there was a chance to regroup with an early bye week last year. And now you look at it later this season. What happens in that meeting this year, though? You know, where especially if you can get a win, it changes everything. I mean, we're looking at the percentages of, you know, being alive and having a chance for a playoff spot just by winning this first game alone. Whatever you do, you can't lose both these games. That's a disaster in trying to make the playoffs. So what do you think they talk about at the break? How do they get better? And what did they do last year at that break that changed it so that they did get better as the season went on? And maybe you can implement that again after Sunday.
Well, they did some things like they added in more play action. They played to Baker's strengths. They did things that he felt super comfortable with. They threw things out that he didn't feel great about. But this year, I think, once again, you know, we're dealing with a bunch of injuries around him. I mean, I just think Kareem Hunt alone for the last five games would have helped. I mean, Kareem Hunt, he would have been good for, you know, one or two victories just basically by strapping the team onto his back the way that he does. So I just think that, you know, they need to talk about what Baker feels super comfortable with in the game plan. What does he want to do? What can he do? What is he capable of? And then also you have to work around what defenses have taken away and figure out what you can do next, which I think they have determined is the running game once those keepers and bootlegs were taken away.
Do you think Kareem's back this week, Mary Kay?
You know, I think they're certainly going to try. This is the kind of game that Kareem Hunt was built for and made for and is going to want to play in. So if he has a chance to get out there, he's going to do everything he possibly can. I'm going to say yes. It could be that he's out there on a little bit of a limited basis, but even some of Kareem Hunt would help.
Mary Kay, you know, just kind of woven into the tapestry of Baker's frustration and what we're seeing of a lack of offense are these ridiculous pre-snap penalties. How do they fix that? And it seems weird that we're this late in the season and you're still getting that many penalties in pre-snap.
Yeah, that is odd. You know, this is a disciplined coaching staff. It's a disciplined football team. And that has been really bizarre to watch all of those go down week after week after week. I think it's really, as we talked to J.C. Treader about it yesterday, it's just a matter of mental focus and just being really dialed in on every single play and making sure that you're self-aware and just not committing those penalties. And then some of it is, too, that is the way the games are called. So, I've seen games this season where interference wasn't getting called. I've seen games where it's getting called too much. So some of that has something to do with it.
Mary Kay, the defense has given up 16 or fewer points in four of the last five games. The one that they didn't was terrible. It was against the Patriots. They gave up 45. But should the defense be getting more credit for becoming a pretty good unit, or is the inconsistency so maddening that it's not there yet?
Well, you know what? I think the defense does deserve a little bit more credit, because when you have an offense that is scoring 17 or fewer points in six of its last eight games, every single point is going to be magnified by the defense, and the defense is just going to take a lot of blame. But I think holding teams to 16 or fewer points as many times as they have this season is pretty darn remarkable and should be commended and mentioned more than it has been.
Mary Kate, when you look at Kevin Stefanski, I mean, how much do you think he's learned this season? Last year, things seemed to, I mean, especially for a rookie head coach, you know, to come in there, and I would probably think at times it was probably impossible because you're trying to do it and trying to coach through, you know, video conferencing and COVID. And you come back this year, tougher schedule, there's no doubt about that. What do you think he's learned this season?
Well, I think this season is more challenging, obviously, because they have had more significant injuries this season, and they've had to try to work through this issue with an injured quarterback and how to work around this and how to call the game effectively and how to get the passing game rolling. And then he's had to deal with the Odell Beckham Jr. departure, which was, I think, challenging for the whole entire football team. You had a locker room that, you know, really loved Odell, too. So it's been tough. It's been a tough season, but that's what these coaches are built for. And Kevin Stefanski is built for overcoming adversity. He talks about the fact that he can thrive amid adversity, and he can, and that's good because they're having plenty of it this season.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you. We love your perspective, and we love listening to you and talking to you every Tuesday at 11. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.